This is KVPR. Welcome to Young Artist Spotlight. I'm David Alse. After a couple of years of doing this program remotely and virtually, we're delighted to be back in the Barman Cheney Performance Studio at our broadcast center in Clovis, California. Young Artist Spotlight is made possible by the generous support of the Bonner Family Foundation. Each year, we're pleased to feature the greatest young performers up and down the valley. Today, we welcome a string quartet from Bakersfield. They all play in the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra, so they call themselves the Biso Quartet. Their coach is Rebecca Brooks, and we also want to thank Regina Pryor of Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra for arranging their performance on Young Artist Spotlight today. Also, big thanks to Bea Barman for her tireless support of Bakersfield young artists. This group will get underway with a piece from Johann Sebastian Bach. From Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 in G major, we'll hear the first movement. Music of Johann Sebastian Bach on Young Artist Spotlight. It's a quartet from Bakersfield joining us today. They call themselves the Biso Quartet. They're all members of Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra. That was the first movement of Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 in G major. Members of this quartet all attend Stockdale High School. They are Elizabeth Plank on violin, Ben Rowe on violin, Ekam Nat on viola, and Ryan Wong on cello. We'll get to know them each individually a little bit later on in today's program. Music continues now with Boccherini from his string quintet in E major. This is Minuetto. ¶¶ That's the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra Quartet performing music of Luigi Boccherini, the minuetto from his string quintet in E major on Young Artist Spotlight here from KVPR. I'm David Aus, your host. From Boccherini, we turn to the German composer Georg Friedrich Händel. From Music for Royal Fireworks, this is La Réjouissance. Music from the Royal Fireworks by Georg Friedrich Händel, La Réjouissance, The Rejoicing. You're listening to Young Artist Spotlight on KVPR. We're featuring a string quartet from Bakersfield today. We'll continue now with music of Franz Joseph Haydn, adapted by the Swiss string player Alfred Pochon. This is Serenade.
Thank you.
music of Franz Joseph Haydn on Young Artist Spotlight. That was a serenade arranged for string quartet by the Swiss musician Alfred Pochon. From that lovely and relaxing piece, we turn to something a bit more rousing from Johannes Brahms' Hungarian Dance No. 5. The lively Hungarian Dance No. 5 by Johannes Brahms, performed there by the Bajso Quartet, their string quartet from Bakersfield. Each of them performs in Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra. They all play in the orchestra at their high school as well. Well, let's get to know the members of the quartet now. This is violinist Ben Rowe. Ben, how old are you? What grade are you in?
I'm 15. I'm a sophomore.
And all the members of this group go to Stockdale High School. How long have you been playing violin?
9 years.
Do you play any other instruments?
I also play piano.
Are you taking piano lessons right now?
No, I'm on break.
That's all right. It's good to take a break from an instrument. And do you have a private violin coach or teacher?
Yeah, Alice Lee.
Very good. What do you like best about playing with this quartet?
It's really fun, and I like playing with my friends.
Nice. It's always great to make music with other people, but when you're friends with them too, it adds another level of connection to everything, and it comes out in the music. Well, you all sound great together. Thanks so much for joining us on Young Artist Spotlight.
Thank you.
The other violinist in this quartet is Elizabeth Plank.
How old are you? What grade are you in?
I am 16, and I'm a junior.
Okay. How long have you been playing violin?
It's about 6 years. Okay.
And you play piano as well, right? How long have you been playing piano?
Let's say 11 years, yeah. Okay. My first instrument.
Okay, yeah, piano was my first instrument as well. What do you like best about playing with this group?
I think the thing about chamber music is that you know, as opposed to, say, orchestral music, you're very isolated in your own part, right? You're all alone. So it's kind of like a soloist meets ensemble playing. So you kind of have to have, you know, the pressure of making sure that you have your own part well, but also that it fits and blends with everyone else. So I think chamber music in that aspect is super unique, and I really cherish, you know, experiencing that with my friends and peers.
What a wonderful statement. Yeah, that puts it really, really well. Well, it's so great having you on Young Artist Spotlight today. Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
The violist in this group is Ekum Nat. Ekum, how old are you? What grade are you in?
Right now I'm 16 and I'm a sophomore.
Okay, and how long have you been playing viola?
I've been playing for roughly 5 years.
Okay. And did you start with viola?
Actually, I did start with viola. Okay.
How did you come to pick viola versus violin?
Well, I was in my school, and they were showing off the different instruments, and it really resonated with the deeper sound of the viola in comparison to the higher sounds, and I felt like it really fit my voice as opposed to other instruments.
That's wonderful. I like that. Yeah, the viola definitely does have its own voice, and it resonates with you so much the better. That's great. What do you like best about playing in this group?
I like the fact that we get to try new experiences all of the time. We get to go to new places and try new things. I also like the fact that we're more closely into the music as opposed to other forms. So, for example, we not only get to hear our parts, but we also get to hear how they directly correlate with each other.
Oh, yeah. So you get to immediately, like if you're in a big symphony orchestra section, you're so focused on being in sync with your section mates that it can be hard on stage to hear everything that's going on across. But here, you really know and then have your ears open to hear that so you can blend right.
Yeah, definitely.
You guys played a really wonderful repertoire. Do you have a favorite in the set?
I really liked Eine kleine Nachtmusik. I felt like it was really upbeat and it really fit really well together. Everyone was having a great time when we were playing it, and it ultimately came together really well, and everything just fit melodically.
It was a lot of fun hearing you all play that together. Thanks so much for joining us on Young Artist Spotlight today.
Thank you for having me.
The cellist in this group is Ryan Wong. Ryan, welcome. What grade are you and how old are you?
I'm 17 years old. I am a senior. Okay.
How long have you been playing cello?
About 8 years now.
Okay. Do you play any other instruments?
I do, yes, piano.
Okay. Are you still playing piano right now? Okay, that's great. It's good to play piano casually. Whatever instrument you play, being able to play piano enhances your musicianship for anything else you want to do. What do you like best about playing with this group?
Just playing in a quartet in general. I mean, that's basically a reiteration of what Elizabeth and Ekum have said. As opposed to playing in a symphonic orchestra, where you're surrounded by a lot of people playing the same instrument as you, when you're playing a quartet, you become all the more crucial, whether it be the melody or the background, or for my case, the bass very often. It just makes you feel slightly bit more important.
Oh, that's a great way to put it. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, in a quartet, everyone definitely has to pull their weight, that's for sure. Among the repertoire today, do you have a favorite?
I would say Londonderry Air, and in no way am I biased because I have the melody in that one, but yes, it's just a lovely song overall.
Yeah, it is a really just a beautiful song, yeah. Well, it was terrific having you on Young Artist Spotlight today. Thanks so much for sharing your artistry with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
From Brahms, we turn to another well-known piece, perhaps one of the best-known themes in music from Mozart. One of the things we don't know about this piece is why Mozart ever wrote it. It's one of his best-known melodies, but there was no clear commission for it, just something he wrote, Eine kleine Nachtmusik.
Thank you.
Music of Mozart on Young Artist Spotlight. That's the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra Quartet, a string quartet from Bakersfield, performing Eine kleine Nachtmusik. We'll round out their performance with a couple of folk songs, both from the 19th century, one Irish, one American. We'll hear Londonderry Air and then Arkansas Traveler on Young Artist Spotlight.
Thank you.
Two folk songs, Arkansas Traveler and before that Londonderry Air, both of those from the 19th century, and performed with aplomb here by the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra Quartet. They are Elizabeth Plank on violin, Ben Rowe violin, Ekam Nat on viola, and Ryan Wong on cello. I'm David Aus for Young Artist Spotlight. We were so thankful to them for sharing their artistry and musicianship with us today. Thanks also to their coach, Rebecca Brooks, to Regina Pryor of the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra. Thanks also to Bea Barman for her tireless support and cheerleading for wonderful musicians from Bakersfield. Young Artist Spotlight made possible by the generous support of the Bonner Family Foundation, and we are thankful for that. Without their donations, we would not be able to do this program. For KVPR and Young Artist Spotlight, I'm David Alves.